So we are coming to the end of Olive today. The next couple of days we'll just be packing up, but I found a young lady that I think everyone needs to hear a little bit more about. She's been a bit of an inspiration to me over the last day. This is Shari. Shari, you're on the Pink Flamingos.
Yes, I am. I am one of the internationals on Pink Flamingo. I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which is in the Caribbean. Lovely, beautiful island.
We met yesterday, standing here at the media tent, and you were telling me about your Good Measures Foundation that you started, which seems huge when you're only 15.
It can be a bit daring at times, but I manage.
Okay, so you're doing this as well as school and obviously as well as guides, so you must be really busy. How does a week look for you? How do you fit in your charity stuff?
Okay, so generally I have school from 8 to 3, and then most times I have evening classes, so I do lessons, and that's on 4 days a week, and then guides as well. So my school day actually ends at around 5, and then some days I have gymnastics and some days I have track, so it is quite hectic. I get home on average around 7 o'clock, and then I do homework until about 9, and I squeeze in Good Measures until about around 10. I usually go to sleep at 11.
Oh wow, so you're exhausted, especially with all that activity stuff as well. So you said you do gymnastics. You're also a gymnastics coach.
Yes, I am. I'm a certified coach for Dolphin Gymnastics, St. Vincent.
And are they younger children that you coach? Are they the same age?
I coach younger and the same age. I actually do have a tumbling dance class.
That's really cute. So when you're with guides, tell us a bit about guides in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Guides in St. Vincent, as far as I have gathered, is very much of the same. We have a designated meeting place, which for us is at school, and we meet on a Friday from 3:15. And we would have planned meetings, so we do different activities. We have cookouts, outdoor cooking competitions, we do craft, we work on different badges, and it's really fun. And then we close with taps, which you guys would also do.
Yeah, that sounds really, really similar to our meetings. It's amazing, isn't it, how it can be on the other side of the world and yet we're doing the same sorts of things. So what kind of stuff did you do in your last term?
Last term we would have done a lot of different things. We did a road relay, we had sports, we had inter-unit sports. We also had an outdoor cooking competition. We had a talent show. It was more singing, I think. Yeah, it was singing. And
did you take part in the singing? Because you said you're also into kind of singing and performing.
Yes, I did take part in everything. My patrol actually won everything except the outdoor cooking competition.
Oh, and we haven't been able to do any outdoor cooking with you here at Olive.
No.
Okay, so tell me a bit more about Good Measures. So it's a local charity that you've started. That's huge.
Yes, it actually did start very small. In 2017, our first venture was that we just had a bake sale, my friends and I, and we raised funds and we donated that to the harvest that they were having. That was supposed to facilitate, I think, a surgery for a past student.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we donated to that, and that was the first thing that we did. And from that, we've just grown, and we've been building up to doing larger scale activities.
Brilliant. Can you tell us any more of those big scale activities that you've done recently?
In 2018, for around Christmas time, we actually used our own personal spending money, so there was no fundraising, and we went out and we got toys. And on Christmas Day, I went out to Georgetown, that's where my mom is originally from, and we went to the orphanage, and we would have given them different toys and so on, and it was amazing getting to see their faces light up, especially since they don't have a family that they go home to. It was nice kind of being that for them, even though it was for a short period of time.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You said their face lighted up, and at the same time, yours did as well. So this is obviously something that's really special to you.
Yes, it was.
And you started working this charity a couple of years ago, so you would have been 13?
Yes, I was.
Brilliant. And where do you see it going next?
Our most recent venture was a book fair, and that's the biggest thing we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 1,000 books being donated, and we would have reached hundreds of people. And I want to do something bigger than that. I'm looking into doing reading circles because literacy is something that could do some work in my country, and it's very important to me. So I'm reaching out to different persons to volunteer so that we can have different schools across the country where we do reading circles on at least one day a week with the kids.
This is brilliant. I just honestly don't know where you fit the time in. So what kind of books would you do for your reading circles?
We would do, there's a school book, there's a school English book, a primary school book. It's called The Kiss Kitty. So I'm looking into doing that one because we do have some that we would have purchased ourselves from the book fair to use for the reading circle. And we have other books like Enid Blyton books,
mm-hmm.
and a few Nancy Drew as well.
Oh, brilliant. So they're quite easy to read books that get people confident, and the stories you want to keep reading to try and understand. So you think it's making a difference with the literacy?
Yes, I think that it will make a huge difference.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So let's fast forward 5 years. Will you still be a guide in St. Vincent? What do you want to do next? Because you're obviously really ambitious.
In 5 years' time, I'll probably be in medical school because that's where I want to go. But I plan to make sure that I'm still involved in guiding because it has helped to shape me. And I plan to continue with good measures because it's something I can see myself doing for the rest of my life.